The age of podcasting is here. Staying true to its core of amplifying all voices, Anima Podcasts aim to take this further, bigger, and louder with Hear For It. Join us at the Philippines' first ever podcast festival on October 20 at the Glorieta Palm Drive Activity Center as we bring together the best of Philippines' podcast scene and its ever-growing community of listeners. Hear For It, powered by Anima Podcasts and co-presented by Globe.
Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea, powered by Anima. Today, you are with me, you are stuck with me, Katie. Mag-one-on-one tayo. Charis, hello, hello. But before anything else, if you are enjoying our content, please don't forget to follow us on our socials. We are SDSPodPH on Twitter, Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And if you want to join our Telegram community, please feel free to do so, so that you can chat with us at any given time. Don't be shy, we don't bite. So for this episode, I feel like this episode is for a very niche and specific group of people. I feel like the target audience of this episode are those that became K-pop fans during the early days of K-pop expanding outside of Korea. I'm talking about the era of Dongbang Shinki, the era of To Anyone, Big Bang, SNSD, Super Junior, to name a few. And during that time, these specific group of people were still in their teenage years. So, medyo formative years, I would say, kasi teenage years mo yun eh. And then fast forward to 2023, to this generation of K-pop, these people are still K-pop fans, maybe standing new groups, maybe just a casual listener nowadays, but still a K-pop fan nonetheless. And they are now in their mid-20s to late 20s, almost 30, some of them in their 30s already. So I say specific niche because this is almost like a phenomenon that I quite literally am experiencing as we speak. So naisip ko tong episode na to kasi parang I've just been having contemplations talaga. But you know, being in your mid 20s to late 20s is a very interesting part of your life, if I may say so myself. You probably see a lot of memes talking about it, like how my friends, like how every time I go on Facebook, everyone's getting married, everyone's getting engaged, everyone's getting pregnant, everyone's getting babies, but I'm still here collecting photo cards. You know, that those type of jokes, and a lot of people make light of it, but sometimes you just kind of want to sit down and contemplate about your life, and that is me right now. That's how I thought about this episode, to talk about it, kasi I recently spent time with my college tropa a couple of weeks ago, and it's been a long time since we were complete kasi two of them were in the States and nagkataon lang na medyo sabay silang umuwi, and then we found time to get together and rent an Airbnb and nag-catch up lang talaga kami. As in, like, the whole night we were all awake just catching up, and then most of them had plus ones already, and you know, it's not a bad thing at all. Like, I obviously I'm not one of those as in wala akong plus one, pero we celebrated a very late bachelorette party of one of my friends because she got married when she was in the US and she wasn't able to come home for her wedding because it was just complicated to go home at that time. Kaya di rin ka kami nakapag-bachelorette for her. So we surprised them. Her and her hubby arrived here, and then we surprised them with a very, very late celebration, and so parang Mr. and Mrs. na yung ano namin, yung celebration namin for them. And it just got me thinking about how different, like, we're almost all the same age, but it just got me thinking how different we are sa stages ng life namin. I mean, it's not really, you know, like people keep telling me, or like I always read up and see videos na parang you're in your mid-20s, you're like in your late 20s, life is just starting, don't worry about, you know, all the things that you see online, you are where you're supposed to be. And I get that, I know that, like I'm very content with where I am right now in my life. I'm not actively looking for a special someone, and like personally I can't afford that right now because yun nga, I am just focusing on myself, so, and my hobbies. So yeah, like I got to thinking how different we are sa stages ng life namin, and I can experience it for myself kasi nga, while some of the people that I really care about and my friends are already, you know, well on their way, getting engaged, getting married. Though I know my friend, that friend of mine isn't ready to have a baby yet, but like, you know, a lot of my blockmates already have husbands, and then some of them are married, and then I have some high school friends I have a high school friend that just gave birth a few weeks ago, and I'm just like at this stage of my life thinking na parang kasi, you know, minsan napapaisip ako, am I like still childish, that, you know, na I'm still going to concerts and enjoying collecting merch, enjoying watching videos of K-pop, you know, saving up to go to concerts when I guess society tells me that you know, when society at this age or like at this point of your life is like, you should be saving up for a car, you should be saving up for a house. But then again, you know, can we afford them at this point, you know, with all that's happening in the world, can we actually afford that? So, yun, kaya ako naisip tong episode na to, kasi very niche nga siya. Kasi these specific people, I feel like I am speaking for the lot of us that are at this age or at this point of our lives, na still K-pop fans and still enjoy, you know, fangirling, are at, hindi naman conflict or hindi naman at war, pero parang minsan mapapaisip ka talaga na, ano nga ba, like, am I really doing what makes me happy, or should I actually be practical na? I don't know, maybe I'm just the only one thinking about this. I don't know, is it the overthinker brain? Is it the, I don't know. Is it because, eh, whatever. So, these specific people that fall into this category, I feel like we are now the type of K-pop fans that most of us have work. You know, we're all employed, or we're all working on or whatever we want to pursue, career, whatever career we want to pursue, if you're an entrepreneur, or if you're a doctor, ganyan. But at the same time, you're still enjoying the things that make you happy. But at the same time, you know, with that, you also can't fully commit to the hobby, which is liking K-pop. So, you know, with the generation of K-pop nowadays, na parang very digital, and a lot of it has to do with streaming, a lot of it has to do with voting, you know, it's hard to really commit to doing that. And a lot of times, parang with the culture of K-pop, online culture of K-pop nowadays, it's very hard not to be affected na parang when people call out those that are not voting, those are not streaming. But then there is this group of people kasi na mayroong kinagawa outside of K-pop. And I think hindi nga grupo, like a lot of us, even students, diba? A lot of K-pop fans are students. We were also students back in the day. And also employees. So we try to say this sa podcast namin, and we try to validate na we really can't force people to fully, you know, be a full-time fan because hindi naman natin trabaho to and we're not getting paid for it. So I just want to reiterate that and that I want to say din na I see you guys. I see you guys. I feel you guys na, you know, busy with work. And, you know, even people my age, some of us are taking masters, some of us are taking PhDs. And we really can't do, so we can only consume as much content as we can. And I feel like we don't validate, we don't get validated a lot. Just because, you know, people get very demanding online. And yeah, it's kind of hard, but I digress. So yun na nga, parang ano lang siya. For me, iniisip ko na lang na I am fangirling at my own pace and I am supporting the people that I like at my own pace, and I'm also doing what I want for myself. Alam mo yun, parang hindi ko talaga fully binibigay. Binibigay talaga! Like yung sarili ko sa hobby ko. Kasi again, that's just a hobby. And yun nga, it's kind of a weird place to be when you think about it. Kasi some of your friends are thinking about settling down. And you're here, I'm here, thinking about, when's my next trip? When can I book that next flight? Kasi that's what makes me happy right now. And then after thinking about that, like after a self-depreciating thought, I would be like, no, girl boss, you got this. You're like living your best life, girl. Okay lang yan. You're satisfying your inner teenager. So that's the next point. I'm like, is this niche or this specific group of people that I'm talking about, where I also fall in, do we all feel this right now, that we're all satisfying our inner teenagers and that our inner teenagers are so expensive na parang, you know, how when we were teenagers, we didn't have money. We only had allowances and that could barely even get us through the week or through the day even na parang pagkain lang, tapos savings mo 20. Ganon. At the end of the day, may 20 ka lang na savings. Siyempre, hindi ka rin makakabili ng merch, di ba? So, a lot of this na nasa niche na to, I feel like we're all having our moment na parang, hindi siya revenge moment, not revenge year. More like, we're all trying to satisfy what our younger selves couldn't do before. Na now we can afford merch, now we can afford the photo cards that we couldn't before, now we can afford traveling outside the country, or we can all afford concerts with the like the newer seats as opposed to when we were young na talaga nasa malalayo tayong mga upuan, di ba? Gen ad kung gen ad. SRO kung SRO, boysit na yan. The joke. Pero di ba, like, I wanna know if I'm not the only one who feels this way, because yun nga, I feel like right now I'm at that point in my life where I am satisfying my inner teenager. And minsan napapa-complain ako kasi grabe naman, girl. Ang hirap mo naman i-satisfy. Like, pagod na ako, yung bank account natin, nagsasuffer na. But, you know, when I'm at that concert every time, or like when I'm in that flight, kasi that's another thing talaga, when I was younger na, I really wanted to travel. And now, again, I said this in a previous episode where I also hosted, that I'm not saying these things to brag at all. This is something that, you know, it's an achievement for me. Kasi when I was younger, I really couldn't do these things. So when I am at that concert, or when I am booking that flight, or when I've booked the flight, or when I'm at that flight, I'm just like, wow, these are things that I couldn't do before, but I'm able to do them now. And, you know, there's this sense of satisfaction talaga na parang, wow, it's nice. This is a really nice feeling. Yun yung feeling. And yeah, I actually have no idea where I'm going with this episode. I really just thought about it and decided to record. Kasi I feel like it's really for a specific group of people. And maybe not. Maybe I'm the only one who thinks about this. But my friends and I, we're all almost the same age. We all still like K-pop. Like, I mean, this is a different friend group. Iba pa sa na-meet ko for the late bachelorette party. Like, my K-pop friend group, we're all almost the same age, and we all still love K-pop very much. And we all have this thing now, we're all trying to satisfy our inner teenagers. And I just want to contemplate about, I just wanted to contemplate about that. Na parang, there are people that are in the same level, in the same parang point in their life as you, and there are some that are not, but are also the same age. And I feel like we really cannot tell people, like, society shouldn't dictate what people should be doing at a certain age. I just feel like that's something that we, as a society, really has to grow out of. Na parang, in your 30s, you have to have a house. In your 30s, you already should have a special someone by your side that will be guiding you, I mean, being with you through your life. I feel like that just puts pressure on a lot of people. And I feel like unintentionally, I feel it. I feel it right now that I'm borderline. I don't even want to talk about it, but ayun nga eh, like, tingnan mo. I am unintentionally dreading the day that I will become 30 and feel like I haven't achieved anything, when in fact, I should actually be happy, you know, that I have been satisfying my inner teenager. Like, this is me thinking about it right now, na parang, why am I pressuring myself to be, you know, at this certain point of my life when I reach 30? When, you know, ay, yung kasabihan na parang, malayo pa, pero malayo na. You know, like, nandun ako sa point na yun ngayon eh. Malayo pa, pero malayo na. So, I feel like, yun lang na society is putting this pressure on us, on people that are at a certain age na they have to be this and that by a certain age. You cannot be a fangirl by when you're 30, when you're in your 30s already, or you can't, like, why are, like, you know, that stigma na parang, you're already 25 and you're still screaming over oppa, or like, you're already 25 and you're still crying over, what, 13 men? But then you see a reply na parang, yeah, but I can buy their albums now. And we, ano yun yung mga nakakita ko replies na parang, okay, but sino ba ang bumibili ng albums nila for physical album sales, di ba? Parang ganun na. All that funny stuff. Nakakatawa din yung mga, ano, yung mga bicker ng tao online. But yeah, so actually, I really have no idea kung ano yung point ng episode na to. Maybe I'm looking for people who can relate with me. Maybe I am really looking for that specific niche and target audience na parang, oh my gosh, girl, I feel the same way. Ganon type of reaction siguro yung gusto kong makuha. But yeah, if you are not part of this niche and you listen till the end of this episode, and like if you're still here right now listening to it, thank you. Kasi nagstay ka, even though you really can't relate as much. But again, no matter what age you are, I just want to say that your hobby shouldn't also dictate your life. Na just enjoy it how you want to enjoy it, and don't be pressured by people telling you to enjoy it a certain way. Yeah. Kasi hindi ka rin magtatagal sa K-pop fan life mo if stressed ka lang. Kasi nga, ano nga ba dapat ang hobby? Diba? It should make you happy. So, if it doesn't make you happy, that's just a stressor and not a distressor no more. So, yun lang. Yeah, that is it. I think I have nothing else to say. But if you guys enjoyed this episode and you kind of want to want me to talk about it a little bit more, I am very willing to do so. Maybe I can have Chelsea and Ashley over for the next episode and we can just talk about our own experiences. I feel like we all feel this. I feel like we all fall into this specific niche. So it would be nice to have them over also talking about this. But yeah, this was a very, very, paano ba? Abrupt. Hindi yung abrupt, pero parang impulsive episode na parang, uy, naisip ko lang siya na pag-usapan. And I really didn't have like an outline. I just had like these specific bullet points that I wanted to talk about, and that's what I did. So yun lang. Thank you so much if you are still listening. This is KD again. And yeah, if you guys want to follow me on my socials, I am at It's Me KD on TikTok. I also have another TikTok, by the way. It's called Hey, I'm KD. That's where my vlogs are. It's a new thing. I'm trying this new thing. And my IG is at KMC Dupet. And yeah, for Spill the Soju, if you would like to follow us on Twitter, we at SDSPodPH. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And yeah, if you have any questions or if you want to talk about this episode, feel free to send me a DM or send a DM at SDSPodPH or Spill the Soju Podcast on IG. And we would love to talk about it with you guys. So yeah, thank you so much. And we will see you on our next episode. Bye!